In and out. In and out. In the now.
Wow.
In and out.
In the now.
In and out now. Past the vent. In and out.
In the
now.
Now.
All right, everybody. Welcome
to a festive In the Now.
Yeah. It's a May edition of In the Now.
The trees are blooming and spring is here.
In the now.
Actually, it's almost summer. I've been hibernating for a few months, so it's hard to keep track.
All right. Well, it's slip mode in the house. We got
JP is in the house, but the house is pretty empty today.
Yeah, we have two other house members, and we kicked them out of the house. So it's just going to be us for tonight.
Now they're homeless, and we're housing it up.
And we're not. All right. So what have you been up to lately?
I graduated.
Sweet.
So I don't have to go to barber school anymore.
Yeah, it's good. So you can go out there and do hair right now freely, right?
Well, I never went to barber school.
Oh.
I went to regular school. So.
Oh. Well, you cut my hair once.
Yeah, I did. But it was an ugly result. Remember when you cut my hair? That was really ugly.
Or what about the time when we dyed each other's... Well, it was a really permanent dye, but we painted each other's hair, and then we went to the GameCube Fest.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was pretty awesome.
And then remember the time that I slept over and made a slumber party and we had a pillow fight?
Yeah, and then there's that one time where we woke up and my dad walked across with his bikini underwear right in front of us. And I said, Dad, what are you doing? And he said, it's my house. So, it was pretty embarrassing. I don't ever want anybody to know about that story.
Yeah, so let's just say it on the air if you have.
I didn't say anything, man.
Oh,
wait, I did. Oh, well. All right. Anyway, so we're going to move on with the lovely Final Fantasy music in the background. If you guys don't know about it, then you shouldn't be listening to the show. But if you want to know about it, then find out about it. And on we go. Okay, so Strangelets from Outer Space attacking Earth. Now, did you read this story or no?
No.
All right, it's interesting. Okay. Wow. Can you close the studio door, please? Thank you.
One of our interns is soon to be fired.
Yep, he's fired. Scientists believe Earth is under attack from tiny cosmic missiles weighing tons and traveling 900,000 miles per hour. They're only the size of a pollen of grain, but so dense they can rip through the planet and exit on the other side in seconds.
Wow.
Scientists have concluded that two mysterious explosions in 1993 were caused by the missiles known as the Strange Quark Nuggets, or Strangelets, or McDonald's McNuggets. Their theoretical existence was posited 20 years ago, but no scientists have been able to confirm the existence until now. A team of researchers from the Southern Methodist University in Texas study earthquake data for the evidence of strangelets hitting the Earth. Strangelets have been formed in the Big Bang Theory. They were predicted to have unusual properties, including a density of about 10 trillion times greater than lead. Just a single pollen-sized fragment is believed to weigh several tons. The team analyzed...
Wow.
Yeah. The team analyzed more than a million earthquake records for the signs of strangelets hitting the Earth, reports the Sunday Telegraph. It looked for events producing two sharp signals as one entered the Earth and the other left, and as it left the other side. They found two such events, both in 1993. The first in October, when seismometers recorded a violent event in Antarctica that packed a several punch of 1,000 tons of TNT. The disturbance then ripped through the Earth, exiting through the floor of the ocean. Indian Ocean 26 seconds later, implying a speed of 900,000 miles per hour. The second event in November started in the Pacific Ocean, traveling through the Earth and appeared in Antarctica. Through the Earth to appear in Antarctica. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. Through the Pacific Ocean, appeared out of Antarctica 19 seconds later. The small size of strangelets means that it was only big enough, that the blast was only big enough to have a very localized effect, and humans are unlikely to be harmed unless you're in that same spot.
Unless it runs in your head and you have problems.
Yeah. Or your igloo. And then that would really suck.
Of course, living in an igloo wouldn't be too great.
See, this song in the background does not recognize my feeling if one of those went right through me right now. I'd be pretty angry.
Imagine trying to explain it. Like, teacher, I'm sorry, a tiny little thing less than the size of a grain of sand weighing thousands of
went
tons.
Went right through my homework last night. I couldn't bring it in. It was traveling 90,000 miles per hour. I brought in the story to prove it.
I didn't read this. I swear.
All right. Biometric driver's licenses within 5 years.
Sad but true.
That sucks. And then there's other things I've read about as far as doing it to immigrants coming in and getting green cards. Kind of like dog tags. I don't know. Okay. So, two Virginia congressmen have proposed a $315 million program that would require biometric markers on all states' driver's license within 5 years, according to federal legislation that PAR filed Wednesday. That they PAR filed. I don't know what PAR filed is, so that's why I sound confused.
I think it's a type of dairy treat at Dairy Queen.
All right. Representative Jim Morgan, a Democrat, and Thomas... Why would a Democrat be doing that? Doesn't make sense. Tom Davis, a Republican, want a driver's license to carry the driver's retinal scan, fingerprint, and some other kind of biometric marker within an encrypted chip in the license. Well, that sucks. What if we wanted to have biometric measures to, like, encrypt our things, like our files or whatnot, or open our car or something? Now it's like, you know, it's like when you go to Best Buy and you got to put your signature on that digital pad, and now they have your signature. I mean, you don't really care about it now because you don't think anyone's going to do anything, but I mean... What if?
What if, truly? But it's just, this is just proposed legislation for now.
Yeah. But I mean, someday something's going to sneak in.
Yeah.
Critics charge that the legislators are trying to evade popular opposition to the national ID card by creating what would be, in a sense, a national driver's license. Morgan spokesman Don Drummond rejected that argument, which is being spearheaded by the New York-based American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU's claim of an end run is false and incorrect and totally out of line, Drummond said. Drummond said that the card would actually help protect the privacy of U.S. public by moving away from the use of Social Security numbers for identification. Wait, let me stop for just a second. Wouldn't that mean that the police officers, when they take your card and they scan it in their car, would have to have your retinal data on the other end to prove that it's correct card?
Yeah, they would just register that when you have the when you get your driver's license.
Please register any random number generating system of your body with us so you may be safer and we'll never use it against you. Once a criminal gets a person's social security number, a host of information about the individual can be stolen. Using a biometric identifier and an encrypted chip would make it much harder for criminals to steal someone's identities, Drummond said, but not the FBI. I added that part. The ACLU said its spokeswoman on this subject was unavailable this morning. However, it has detailed its opposition to similar efforts in the past. The group said that the ID card with a national reach could lead to abuses by the government, including becoming a means to track residents and restrict internal movement in the U.S., as well as lead to racial and ethnic profiling by government agencies. Drummond dismissed that those charges would be said that the card would be linked to a federal database the states would share under the Moran and Davis proposal, but that data wouldn't be sent to the federal level.
We promise.
Swear. We would never make the Social Security number a national ID number. Other details of Morgan and Davis bill include forcing states to use tougher criteria for individuals to prove their identity when applying for a driver's license. Hey, I brought 4 forms ID.
That's not enough. We need more.
Okay. Strengthening, and you always had to bring 4 forms ID just to get the one ID, and you only got 4 of those IDs that were got from the original 4 forms of IDs, and now you have 16, seems like, together, now you have, like, you know, well, it's not 16. It would have been 4 originals to get these originals here, and I'm just saying there's a whole bunch of stuff, and people don't trust it anyway, so, I mean, they're going to do it again. You know, I don't trust your eye scan. We need you to get blood. So, strengthening federal identity theft laws would make it a federal crime to alter a license, even if the license isn't transported across state lines. According to a statement by Moran, at least 8 of the 19 September 11 hijackers were able to easily obtain licenses.
And this would stop them.
I see that on Channel 10 at night.
How to get a license.
By the way, your diet's bad if you eat meat.
A common household product will kill your baby. We'll tell you which one 10 out of 10.
Yeah, but they may have eaten it at dinner tonight. All right, I'm going to have to take a brief moment on the show, and please enjoy the music, and we'll be right back. For any of you who don't know, this is Final Fantasy III. Alright, be your guy. Okay, we're back. Sorry for that brief moment. We had to check some technical things, and everything seems to be in order.
We had to reconfigure our allotment tables for the PH7X converters.
10-4. I actually coagulated that last evening, but for some reason I lost the diagrams on that, and we had to do it again.
I'll bring it on with the PLRs, and we'll tabulate it.
10-4. Just don't use Microsoft Excel for that. It doesn't work very well. Okay, so CIA warns of Chinese... Well, let me change it to another song because we got to get into something deeper. 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 Like the CIA warns of Chinese plans for cyber attacks on the U.S. Sorry about that little chirp there.
Send medical bills to in the now.
Defense analysts fear government and private efforts to sabotage federal internet sites. Washington. U.S. intelligence officials believe that the Chinese military is working to launch wide-scale cyber attacks on American and Taiwanese computer networks, including internet-linked military systems considered vulnerable to sabotage, according to a classified CIA report. Moreover, U.S. authorities are bracing for possible wave of attacks by Chinese students against the United States in the coming weeks, according to the analysis. Confidential report, which was reviewed by the Times, was sent to the intelligence officials a week ago. A week ago! Well, this was dated April 25th. Although U.S. officials have voiced concerns about individual hackers in China who have defaced federal and private websites, the United States was resisted publicly linking the Chinese government to those attacks or to broader cyber-style warfare. A new CIA report, however, makes clear that the U.S. intelligence analysts have become increasingly concerned that the authorities in Beijing are actively planning and demand and disrupt U.S. computer systems throughout the use of internet hacking and computer viruses. I'm going to break there and say, take the stupid computers that you're worried about off the internet. If you want a website, put it up. But if it's something you're worried about, take it off the stupid internet. How hard is that? Oh, we cannot give away our nuclear plants, fraud plants, out to anybody who is looking for them.
Let me email this to the president. Mr. President, do not divulge these nuclear secrets to anyone. CC to the Secretary of Defense.
And he wrote that on the front of the letter. Okay, anyways, although the assessment concludes that China has not acquired yet the technical sophistication to do broad damage to the United States and Taiwanese systems, it maintains that it is the intended goal of the People's Liberation Army in China. Oh, that's actually this song. The mission of the Chinese Special Forces includes physical sabotage of vulnerable systems, the report says, which some analysis said is driven by Chinese hospitality towards Taiwan. The Chinese embassy in Washington insisted, however, Wednesday that Beijing is only conducting computer research that's strictly defensive in nature. It is not the Chinese government's policy to disrupt the computer system of any country, said Larry Wu, an official in the embassy's science and technology section. We do the research on the security of computers. Of course, self-defense to understand how a hacker can get into our computer system so we can defend it, he said. But China has never assumed an offensive stance with regards to computer technology. But several specialists in Chinese security and military affairs said that the CIA's conclusions jibe with their own observations about China's research into offensive-minded cyber tools. The article continues on, but it basically says, watch out for cyber tech. And I just go back to my original statement.
Take it off the internet.
Yeah. Seriously. Then the only thing you have to worry about is the people at the building screwing it up, where your computers are at. I mean, you think, oh, with all this stuff and all the sophistication, all the security, you need to do something more complicated than that to safeguard yourself. Well, in essence, it's just that easy. And like I said, after that, you just have to worry about espionage from within. Or somebody stupid, like, trying to get on AOL through their, nuclear secret program computer, saying, I need to talk to my uncle in New Jersey, so I'm going to install AIM. But anyways. All right. How are you doing over there?
I'm just kicking it.
In the heezy. All right. Cause of Light is spyware free, says creator. Yeah, right. All right, hacked version of file sharing software. Cause of users can now get a hold of a hacked version of peer-to-peer file sharing software, which claims to be spyware free. Actually, I heard that this does exist, and it is spyware free. Earlier this month, Cause of users discovered that the client software includes what is effectively a Trojan program, which connects to another network called AltNet and taps the user's processing power and storage space. Brilliant Digital Media, the company behind the stealth peer-to-peer software, plans to activate the software on the user's machine in the next few weeks and sell the resource to be used for distributed computing. But recently released Kazaa Lite software is a hacked-up version of Kazaa Client without a third-party software or banner adverts. Created by the Russian programmer known only as Yuri, the illicit Kazaa Lite was developed as an alternative, non-misleading version of the software. Kazaa Lite was also caught the attention of Charmin Networks, the developer of the original Kazaa software. Charmin said it will vigorously defend its rights, but he has not said that it will take legal action against Kazaa Lite. It would be difficult to block Kazaa Lite clients from accessing the Kazaa network simply because of the openness of the system, which lets millions of users log in simultaneously. KazaaLite.com has reported over 80,000 downloads since the program was released, and no interoperability problems with the Kazaa network.
Kind of sad that you have to download a special version of it just so they don't steal your CPU cycles.
It's like, I'm going to download the good software or the bad software. Is that what it comes to? Is it that crappy?
Is there a reason to get up in the morning anymore? Does the sun still shine as it used to?
Yep. That's what I'm thinking too. No, it's just the, I don't know, you know, I guess at this point in time, I think In the Now has pretty much spread a lot of messages about this kind of stupid stuff. If you think about it, no one, who answers a stupid spam email and actually thinks that they're going to get, you know, $1 million by clicking on this ad? Maybe some five-year-old who doesn't even know what the heck they're doing, or like someone who's completely stupid. But I mean, that market is like so few. Or maybe I'm completely wrong and everyone's dumb. But I would think that no one uses those things. Everyone hates them. Everyone talks about how much they hate them. Everyone talks about how much they hate pop-up ads. Everyone talks about how they hate it. Maybe, you know what, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's so many idiots out there that pick it that it is lucrative for them to do it. I don't understand.
They wouldn't do it if it wasn't lucrative, sadly.
Or maybe, like, all these companies are misled. They're like, well, if I put all this advertisement here, someone's going to use it and... I don't know. Look, don't click on pop-up ads. Don't look at stupid spam. If you want to know about information, look it up. Go to the store. Find it out. Ask a friend. Please, if you just don't promote this crap, and maybe it'll go away. And take the systems you don't want hacked off the internet.
So a dual message today.
Yeah. And if you got hacked and it's on the internet, you know what? If you don't want anyone to know about something you got, try real hard, okay? Not everyone knows about it. I guess if you tried and you got hacked, that's good. Okay, I won't complain about that. As long as you tried to do your best to make your machine secure, and then you got hacked, I won't mind. But if you...
He's not going to come beat you up in that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to come through this microphone, hunt you down, and get you. But if you got hacked and it was your fault and you did nothing about it, I don't want to hear it. Just shut up.
Stop whining.
I'm just going to say it right now. Just shut up.
Stop whining.
Stop it.
I'm a cop.
Who is your daddy and what does he do? All right, if you use Kazaa, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about with that. Okay. we've lost it here in the now, but I think we're holding on tight. All right. Microsoft This song is really good, by the way. You know, I don't know, because I think I might get some feedback. Someone's like, what is this stupid music in the background? I don't know. Some people may find it really interesting. Some people may find it really stupid. It's my show, so I'm going to do it. All right. So, Microsoft expert witness stumbles. I like this. This is pretty good.
This is a good one.
MIT professor Stuart Madnick, testifying on Microsoft's behalf, was caught out twice when a government attorney asked him to name an OS other than one made by Microsoft where the browser couldn't be removed. Madnick also faltered on several other questions. Basically, he doesn't understand what GNOME is and KDE. And since we're all holier than thou, now it's all around here, we might as well laugh at Microsoft's expense. That was a deep sentence, so I'm not going to reread it. So, yeah. And then, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about the Microsoft case. Speak for yourself. Read up on it. Okay. How about this? Opening the Xbox inside Microsoft plan to unleash an entertainment revolution. That song just so repetitive, I had to move it. It's a nice song. All right. In Microsoft's plan to unleash an entertainment revolution, the video game industry is expected to double its sales over the next 5 years. It has already eclipsed motion pictures to become one of the largest and fastest growing markets in history, and lamplight illuminating where the future of entertainment is headed. In an effort to grab a chunk of the market, Microsoft, an absolute newcomer to the gaming industry, has put billions of dollars on the line to gamble against the biggest, fastest, most mature, most advanced video game console ever, the Xbox. Is this new Microsoft venture just another experiment like Web TV, which launched much fanfare but quickly forgotten? Or will it become the next Windows, finding its way to the homes and living out lives of millions of people around the world? In opening Xbox, award-winning journalist and game industry expert Dean Takahashi, I wanted to read that right, guides you deep into the amazing story of this much-anticipated game console. Through the exclusive interviews with top executives of Microsoft, exhausting research, and penetrating investigation, he unveils the tumultuous story behind the development of the project and how it could change the entertainment industry forever. Inside, you'll discover what is started as a Project Midway, spearheaded by Jonathan Siemens, Blackley, and three of his renegade cohorts, turned into Xbox, a multi-billion dollar enterprise that became Microsoft's largest internal startup ever and a personal pet project of Bill Gates. It was kind of funny when Bill Gates like was out there and he was playing with the Xbox for the first time. It seems like he like looked at the controller to see if he knew how to use it for a few seconds. So, the colorful lighting, the cutthroat tactics used to lure partners, and the race to vanquish bitter rivals, Sony and Nintendo are all laid bare in this unvanquished high-tech drama. It's a story like no other, full of heroes and villains, plot twists and intrigue, all before the backdrop of Microsoft's grand ambition to move from the office into the living room. If you're like the millions of gamers, investors, and business spectators who anxiously anticipate the Xbox, then you don't want to miss the explosive, exclusive behind-the-scenes of opening the Xbox. It's kind of like we're reading a advertisement, but it's actually bit of information about that. You know what? I'm trying to remember a story that I read where they had talked about... did you read about how Microsoft tried to buy Nintendo? That's it. That's it right there. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
It's kind of sad. Yeah. Thank God they failed.
Yeah, because that would have been junk. I didn't want to see, like, Microsoft presents Sonic... Or not Sonic. Well, maybe even Sonic. Super Mario Brother 8.
Oh my gosh, that would have been hellish. Frankly.
That would have spoiled me.
Nintendo said they just laughed. I didn't know if it was a joke.
All right. That's right, baby.
What?
Yo, what's in the now?
What?
Yo, wits in the now.
Say it once more.
JP and Slipmote in the now.
We're gonna do it here in the now.
Doing it in the now.
Let's not do this again. Because it's very ugly.
Yeah, I know. So, that's actually most of my stories for this week. Well, actually, for this month.
Excellent.
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 Anything scratching your head tonight, JP?
Yeah, I'm wondering, why is nobody in the house? What's up with that?
Okay, let me explain this. And I'll try to do it nice. VR had some special engagements. Yeah. Had to meet somebody's father.
The lady.
At dinner. So I guess that was, well, I mean, it was pretty important, so I guess he had to go to that. And then there was also Pestilence.
The ladies.
And he's with his lady right now, but he had the... I don't even know. He's just not here.
And Dimitri is just forget about Dimitri.
Yeah, Dimitri is...
He's in an alleyway somewhere.
He's in an alleyway.
Drinking himself to death slowly.
All right, I'm going to let you be taken for just one sec. I'm going to be right back.
All right, I just want you all to know that toilets are... the brief history of toilets with JP. Well, it started in the 3rd century. Beforehand, toilets had mostly been a pit or shallow impression dug into the ground where small villages or large villages would, you know, defecate and release their...
All right, I can't let this go on any longer. I'm taking over JP, and I saw a set of... sense of, I thought it was Dimitri for a second, took over the mic.
You might even say the case of the misplaced mic.
The case of the misplaced mic. All right, you know what? Everyone, just to let you know, we had a long day in the heat. So that's partial excuse. And we actually have half the talent tonight, so we don't have as many monkeys to experiment with.
Fortunately, we have twice as many typewriters. So we will eventually type out the complete works of Shakespeare.
All right, let's... You know what? Let's talk about this really quickly. Really interesting. They have the whole FBI report on Albert Einstein on the internet. I was reading it a little bit, and you know what? I didn't even know that he actually was a large communist. And he was highly watched because of his intelligence... for most part, but also with his affiliation with the Communist Party.
Crazy.
Crazy.
He also played the violin.
Okay. Yeah, he was a pretty good guy. Okay. What was the... let me think for a second here. What was the...
One.
No. Okay, you know what? Now that you graduated, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, keep doing what I'm doing.
All right. All right.
Working for a living.
How about this? How about... Okay, because my girlfriend's been getting emails from the CIA.
Say what?
Yeah, from the CIA asking for a job. Well, it's sent out to a group of people. It wasn't specifically sent to her name, but offered a job. But one of the requirements, you have to have a bachelor's. She doesn't have a bachelor's yet. You should go down and apply at the CIA office.
Sounds interesting, but they'd have me crunching numbers all day.
Well, just tell them that your interest isn't in math.
Well, that's my bachelor's degree. My interest is in watching warfare and commenting on it.
Actually, I want to play video game simulators all day long of warfare at your expense and taxpayer money.
That sounds like an interesting profession.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. I guess other interesting things going on out there. Linux beta kernel 2.5.16 is out. OpenBSD 3.1 is released. And let's see, I've downloaded Red Hat 7.3. That's out. I'm going to try that out.
Any news in the world of Orville Redenbacher popcorn?
No, there's absolutely no news.
Oh man, we check every... Just so you know, every month we check for you. For an update on the status, but things are pretty much just going status quo there. So.
Sweet. Also, Xbox, or not Xbox, X-Files was the last showing tonight.
Don't give it away, I recorded it.
Okay. I haven't seen it, I don't know. But it's supposed to be about the lone gunman still being alive. Interesting. You know, the thing about the X-Files is that you watch it, but...
But what?
You don't ever get any answers.
Yeah, hopefully that changed tonight.
I mean, okay. How often have you watched it? I mean, basically, they've taken me from all these different whirlwinds left and right, and I don't understand where they're going with it. They seem like they didn't really have a plan to go with it. I'm not downing the show. I really like it, though. And I just want to know, man. What's
going
on? Yeah,
they're a little vague. But we have to watch the last episode before we can complain.
Okay. Sweet. And you know, okay, we're talking about things here. Another thing is, so we got 30 minutes to go. You know, another thing is, what is... the deal with these magicians giving away the tricks on the television?
I don't know. Just for ratings, man. Personally, I think David Blaine kicks booty there. Yeah, it was so dumb on the Fox show that we're like, the frozen ice trapped in it for days.
Oh,
is it a trick
thing
or a hoax? I'm like, yeah, it's a magic trick. That's what it's called, that, you freaking idiot.
Yeah, you know it's a hoax going into it. It's the fact you can't figure out why.
Yeah, it's so dumb to call it that. Yeah. It's like you're going to be totally disappointed in him that he wasn't actually frozen in ice.
I've been hoaxed.
So how did he do it?
You saw it or no?
No. I saw the ad.
Okay. Turn your MP3 player off now if you don't want to know how you can survive in a block of ice for a whole week.
And just kill yourself while you're at it, because... why wouldn't you want to?
The trick is, you don't actually do it. Okay, so what happens is they have a security camera in this block of ice. We'll start out. Block of ice is in half, and there's a small area for a human to stand. So they close the... it'll put the human in there, close the front, dry ice it up, seal it. And actually, it's a pretty grueling trick. But okay, here's what they do. The guy stands there. He stands for a long time. There's also a camera in there that watches him. Stands there for a very, very long time. But what happens is he is replaced by another man who looks just like him. It all comes together in just a second. When the switch takes place, let me tell you this, though. They run a repeat of the camera so you don't see the switch. And then if you're looking at it, you can still see from the outside that there's still a person in the glass. So then how do they make a switch? You know, you'd see somebody come down or come up or whatever. Well, what happens is there's a little trip door below them, and the second person comes into place by coming up through the trap door. They both stand in unison, one's in front, one's in back, both looking forward, and then the guy in front, or whoever's going to switch out, goes down below in this little chamber. Now, in that chamber is a bed, food, and television.
Oh, man.
So they actually do switch off. They do stand there.
Wow. So there's just two of them doing it instead of one.
Yeah.
Or is it like three or four?
It's two.
Damn.
So you actually have to stand there for like 12 hours and then get a bunch of sleep and then do it again.
Oh, man. That's crazy. So I hope they have good food down there.
Or even if you're like really, really tired, you're like, man, please, please, please come up here and help me out.
Oh, man, I hope they have good food down there, Dad.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I hope they have warm soup.
And what if,
I hope they have a microwave.
What if it was, like, really humid, too? That'd really sick.
Yeah, dude. He's supposed to be doing something else Wednesday night.
Oh, really?
Jumping off a cliff or something.
Jumping off a cliff.
That's a guess. I don't know exactly. I mean, we're the news, but come on. We can't know everything. We're just people,
yeah,
like you.
Fear Factor. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I knew
it. Insane.
I would like to do it.
Really?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, my gosh. Insane. One guy, 50-story building, he had to crawl out on a flagpole, grab a flag, and bring it back. Insane.
They're not going
to
let him die, dude. I mean...
no, I know. But still.
You wouldn't do it? I'd do it in, like, 2 seconds. I wouldn't even have to think about it.
I don't understand how they make it work, though. Like, one of them, there was this barge, and it was filled with fish. And, like, the dead fish. And you had to go underwater where this dead fish was and pick up, like, these weights, which are not heavy at all. You just had to find them down there and then grab them and see how many you would get. And whoever got the most would get go on or whatever, the more points or something like that.
Well, don't you understand?
The health risks. Like, what? The nasty water? I mean, is that going to make you sick? Or, I mean, is that going to break out in a rash or something like that? I mean, what? You know, are you just like, you know, maybe do you just sign your life away and you're like, whatever happens, I just get to deal with it? I mean, I don't understand that.
I don't know, man. Therein lies the fear factor, I guess.
Yeah, the fear factor, where there's actually, it's real risk at some point.
I knew some girl at ASU whose brother, whose boyfriend's brother was the executive producer of the show. So I should have asked her if I could be on it.
Huh. Probably could have got on there.
She said I was goofy, so maybe she could have recommended me.
We don't have enough goofy. See, our stats show that we're down 20% in the goofy department.
Our demographics, we're severely lacking in the goofing. The goofness is very low right now.
All right, if you've held on to the show this long, I'm proud of you.
Seriously, write us an email, and we will send you
a check.
It
may be a dollar,
much.
But it may not be.
And we will send you a check, though. So,
in the now at quest.net.
That's Quest with a W.
Yeah. I even have an email server set up, but it's not always online, so I don't advertise about it. Yeah. By the way, this is my friend who DJed this in the background, and it's actually pretty cool if you like this kind of music. I'm not quite into this kind of music, but I think it's a good mix. It's kind of relaxing.
I think it's pretty swinging.
I think it's pretty hip.
So do you believe in God?
Wow. You know, most people who are on the radio or on some sort of medium like stray from that question because then they're forever put into this corner. But you know what? I believe in God. But let me put the stress back on you. Do you believe in God, brother?
Do I believe in God? Yeah, I believe in a creator.
That's pretty much, yeah, creator. But see, so many people call God in so many different ways.
Yeah, like you could say you believe in God. It could mean anything to anybody.
My God could be like Bill Gates, for instance.
Or Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is going to be the closest thing to, like, God. Or maybe not.
Maybe he has, like, a closet heroin habit, though. You never know. He's been chasing the dragon all these years.
Oh, my goodness.
Jello puffs.
All right. Well, you know, have you talked to anybody in any other countries?
Sometimes in a chat room.
Yeah, like where?
Like what other country? Australia, England, sometimes like the Ivory Coast, I think, once. No, that's not right. Somewhere in Africa. I can't remember what country that was. One of the smaller ones.
I don't know what it is, but for some reason, on Unreal, there's tons of people from Europe. And then, okay. And then whenever I go to the hacker channels, there's usually a lot of Romanians. And actually, I did not know this, but I guess there's a small reputation for Romanians. Like on the IRC networks, I guess they've been booted off all the IRC networks except for Undernet, which that's interesting.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and completely offend everyone and say that surprisingly, a lot of the time, because I'm totally interested in other cultures and stuff, a lot of time when I talk to people from other countries in a chat room, they're just really annoying. They're like rude. I'm sure it's just a communication issue and they probably think I am, but like a lot of times they just annoy me. Because they have like all this country pride and everything. I'm like, that's great. Go for your country. But I don't sit there and talk about my country. Like, constantly. Okay, that's just my thing.
Well, no. Actually, I had the same thought. That's why I was quiet. Like, I got in and talked to people, and, like, I don't know. Sometimes it's a communication problem. They don't understand what I'm talking about, or, like, you know, they said something really wrong in the English language, and I was, like, trying to ask them, what was that? What did you say? And they're like, you're stupid. You don't understand what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't understand it because you didn't speak it right, you know? And I'm like, no offense. Just, you know, let's just talk here. We'll work it out. No big deal. But you know what? I think it's great. I've been actually talking to a whole bunch of different people, like from Germany, and let's see, some Romanian, and Finland, and Sweden, and who else? Argentina.
We got Australia. There's always a bunch of Australians on there.
Actually, I haven't had much.
They're interesting. They use a different type of slang. It can be very surprising.
All right, you know what? I've never done this. Well, I think I've done this before. Well, it hasn't done it very often. I need to give shout-outs to Undernet, Mr. Shady, all right, Air Nike in the house, and the whole Air Nike crew. And I also want to give shout-outs to, well, you know what? I've been on a while. I don't remember the little people's name. I'll give shout-outs later.
All right, I want to give shout-outs to Big Bino, Flojazz, the whole SLJ crew, and Timoney and his little brother, Mike.
Oh, and I'm going to add the TCF clan, TCF Slipmode, TCF Nakonye, TCF Curlybond, TCF Andy Curlybond, TCF Ziggy, and TCF whatever.
Sweet.
True Combat Force, baby, to the realest.
He's a wizard.
For real, though. Gosh, we need two more people here. So bad.
Your check is in the mail.
You are paid. You done got one of those, like, $5 lotto tickets, dude, sent straight to your home.
Seriously.
We're going to make sure it's a winning ticket before we send it.
We're going to double check that for you.
We're going to take all the money out of it and send you the ticket stub. But we sent you something for getting this far.
All right, if you could travel freely in the future or the past, which one would you do?
At this point in time?
Yeah.
I would freely get my butt on the road and see what's going on tonight.
All right, dude. Should we wrap it up here?
I think we should save them from this. I mean, we gave the news, and that is the news.
Seriously, stop complaining. What are you paying us? No. So we're providing you a free service. Just live with it, all right? You don't have to be up on your high horse all the time, okay? Just be a normal person.
Well, let's put it this way, though, because I want the listeners to know I do value listening, and I do enjoy trying to provide a good show. And I did my best to actually provide a good show, and I think the stories were good.
You're smart enough, and doggone it,
people just like you. And also to say... That trying to actually do some new things with the stories, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm coming to a pivotal point where I basically have given my message on most things, and I'm trying to find new messages to give, and I'm also trying to do it in a non-propagandic style. I want to keep it in a suggestive style, where I can say both sides of the story. I usually attack stories that are pretty easy to pick one side versus the other. It's my opinion, but I think a lot of people pick it. So, with that, I think we're going to enjoy the rest of our night in other mediums. So, this is Slip Mode signing out.
This is JP saying, always treat people kindly, because you don't know what they have behind their back.
And we need four people for each show. So, enjoy the rest of your evening or morning or Cheetos. And we will see you next month with more Microsoft bashing stories. Peace out. Have a good night.